Hello everybody, my name is Joanna, but you can call me by Melody or Joanna Melody. So today I will be giving you this podcast, and I am quite nervous, but basically I'm going to be releasing a series of episodes about quarantining with God. You're probably like, what is quarantining? You know, having time with God, a little God time, you know, like how should we apply God to our everyday life, you know, how we can live this Christian lifestyle, just basically everything about the Christian world and Christian lifestyle. So I am reading from this book. It is called Morning and Evening Devotional, A Little God Time. But really, I think this as a small little Bible, but I will be reading them daily. So, and if I'm not consistent with time, then please pray for me, because other things may distract me and I am busy with other stuff. So our title is Something New. I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Isaiah 43 verse 19. This is the NLT, New Living Translation version. Whether you have generated a color-coded list of goals, dreams, and an execution plan for the next year, or you've banned resolutions and vowed to make this just another day on the calendar, the clean state represented by the first day of a new year is filled with an undeniable air of expectation. The excitement of new decor or the latest gadget pales in comparison to the promise of a new beginning. Deep down inside, there is a part of us which thinks, this could be my year. Change that statement today to say in faith, this is my year. And this is a little message. Lord, thank you for letting me start new today and new this year. I pray for faith to see what you have already begun. So basically what I just read here is something new. Like, it doesn't matter if it's today, next year, this year, whatever. It is okay to start something new. And especially in our Christian world, it is okay to start something new. It is okay to start late, but in God's eyes, God's timing is right. Like, you know, because I always thought, like, you know, I gave my life to Jesus very late. Like, now that he is coming soon, I feel like I gave my life to him late. But honestly, God's timing is right. God's timing is right. So trust in him. So basically, this is for all the new Christian comers. If you're starting to learn more about Christ, learn more about him. He is wonderful. And read the Bible daily. That's all I gotta say to you, because honestly, if you guys want me to read Genesis 1, then please let me know. I will give out my social media info. But read the Bible. Like, build a bond with Christ. And I'm talking for the people who are giving their life to Christ completely, like surrendering to him. And all the new Christians, like, you are welcome to this. You are welcome to this Christianity. Well, Christianity is not a religion, it's a faith and a relationship with God. So you are welcome to this Christian world, okay? Because in this world, we love God and we love all. Amen. And it is not in the Christian world. Well, let's say by this. In heaven, there is no sin. But in this world, it is full of sin. But I'm encouraging you, all new Christianers, to build a bond with Christ. And especially that during this quarantine, And we know that what is going on with the world, trust me, I heard about it, and it's even happening in my state, which is wild because honestly, my state is a different breed. That's all I gotta say, because I used to be like one of these people in this state, but I changed my life. God changed my life for me. He knew the pathway I was going through, and He changed the pathway for me. So I did not become the people that I thought I was gonna become in this state. I became a follower of Christ. Yeah, I'm not judging the people like how they are in this state, but God changed the pathway for me, and He can too. And I'm not talking about state, country, whatever, whoever you are. I don't know who you are, but it is not too late to start a relationship with Christ. And quarantining with God is amazing because now we have all the time to like spend time with Him, learn about Him, read the Bible daily, build a bond, do things that pleases Him, and He will reveal things that, like, you know, that you have never seen in your life, or will reveal things that you can't understand. But ask Him for discernment, wisdom. And it's just like, you know, I am human too, so yes, just because we are Christians does not mean that we don't have a life. We have a life just like humans, but we decide to surrender our life to Christ. And honestly, Christians have struggles. I'm gonna tell you that we are not perfect as people seem we are, or judgmental. There are some judgmental Christians, but there are some loving Christians. So we, us Christians, are trying every day. We have struggles, we go through this and that, but we know we can cast our struggles to God. So I'm encouraging you to spend time with God. Like, this is your time now. Like, He is giving you a chance to get closer to Him, because once Jesus come for all of us, and when the rapture and the judgment day come, just know, be prepared and kneel before the Lord. So all I gotta say to you, but really, spend time with God, quarantine with God, like, something new. That's the title, something new. Like, this is your new chapter of life that God is giving you, this pathway. Like, this is a new chapter. Like, aren't you excited? Like, I was excited about my new chapter, and my chapter is still continuing. Like, I am glad God had built a new book for me. And you're probably wondering, how did I really surrender my life to Christ and build a bond with Christ and do it God's way and not the world's way? So basically, I went through this rough situation, believe me, and I was thinking, will this situation last? Would I ever get out of this situation? Like, I was just thinking that to myself. And then that's when, like, you know, long story short, you know, I just, like, you know, confronted this situation that I chose Jesus. And it was a long paragraph, a long story, but after that, I cried. Is because I realized how Jesus had been so good to me. He was by my side, and he was giving me warnings, red flags. He was giving me all that, but I refused to listen to Him. And it was just like, I was crying. And then that's when, like, you know, I started, like, you know, watching videos about Christians talking about Christ or whatever for a little bit. And I watched this girl who made a gospel playlist. I will link her YouTube and her TikTok, because usually I follow her on these social media platforms. And it was just like all these Christian influencers. It was just like, you know, I want to become a Christian. They inspired me to become Christians. And then that's when I decided I wanted to talk to Christ myself and what He has done for me. And I decided I want this pathway where God leads me, like, you know, God first. Like, for real, God first. Because people be saying God first in their bio. They say God first, family and friends. But really, God ain't first. They don't even think about God. They desiring all these earthly stuff. And I'm not judging y'all, but I used to be like that. Trust me. Sorry, allergies. But truly, it's God first. Because the concept of God first is like God leads the way. Like, you know, it's God first. Do it in a way that pleases God. Like, you know, surrender your life to Him, you know. It's just everything. Like, give up your life for Him. Like, give up everything for Him. Like, you know, just love Him and don't love these earthly desires. And, you know, but I'm not telling you stop doing, like, you know, what you're supposed to do here on earth, because at the end of the day, we're supposed to do what we have to do. But still, surrender your life to Christ, because God's timing is right. He is right on time. You know the old saying, He is right on time. But really, take this time, this quarantine time, and quarantining with God. And I feel like, you know, quarantine in some states has been lifted, but honestly, what's been going on in the world is wild. And it's just like, us Christians, we have to seek justice. But when we seek justice for people, we have to do it God's way, but not how society or the world wants to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, seek justice for people in God's way. Like, that's how God wants you to seek justice, then do it in His way, but not how the world and society wants to do its own way. You know what I'm saying? But what happened to the man was awful, because at this point, police brutality is a thing, because police is killing black people out of the poof, like out of nowhere. It's like, police, because at this point, when police see black people, they just do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? The police think they're the law. They think they can attack people, when their job is to protect the community, you know, enforce laws and etc. They're not supposed to do the bad, they're supposed to be good. I know people are not perfect, but seriously, come on. Police brutality is a thing. And especially for people who comply and who follow orders and just, like, you know, get jumped, just get attacked, it's like, wowzers. Like, it's just, wow. Like, police brutality is a thing. That's all I gotta say. But honestly, us Christians, when we seek justice, do it in God's way, but not how the world or society wants to do it. Hear me clearly. Because the Bible says, learn to do good and seek justice, okay? Learn to do good. Justice is good. Justice is, like, you know, serving, like, you know, finding, like, you know, serving. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but justice is supposed to be good and not war. Because it says, learn to do good, highlight good, and seek justice. Because I believe evil is just, because the darkness of this world is just astronomical and it's way too loud. I know that there's some peaceful protesters. Like, I saw this one video of, like, you know, this whole group, like, it was black people, white people, when they were like, I don't know if they were protesting, but they were walking, you know, having, like, marching or whatever, and they were singing Waymaker. If you know that song, you know that song, Waymaker. They were singing, like, you know, gospel melodies, you know, all the gospel songs. And you know what I said? I was like, see, this is what I like. This is what I ship. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Do it God's way and not how the world wants to do it. But yes, quarantine with God, y'all. He is inviting y'all to His life, okay? Don't ever stop loving Christ if you have invited Him to your life, because Christ will never stop loving you. I know there's going to be some tough time, there are trials, tribulations, regulations, everything like that. But just know, our God is a loving, forgiving, amazing God. But let me tell y'all something, real talk though. Just because God is a loving God, powerful God, and etc., don't mean he's nice. Don't think God is all about the sweet talk because he's like, nah, I ain't going for that. Mm-mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? But God is loving and forgiving. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, it's just like the Bible was not made to be sweet talk. You know, the Bible was not made to be sweet. It was meant to tell the truth. So I know, like, when we say the word of God, people get easily offended because, of course, the word of God is going to offend people because, you know, the word of God is something powerful and it just sparks your spirit. It may bother your spirit or sparks your spirit because, you know, that word of God is powerful. I can tell you that. But honestly, the Bible was not meant to be sweet but tell the truth, but still love each other, y'all. Love each other, you know, do good, y'all. Build a bond with Christ, have a relationship with him, do God's will, okay? Don't think your good works are going to get you into heaven. Do God's will. Read the Bible, y'all. I'm telling you, read the Bible and read some devotionals. So this is something new. Start your relationship with him. Like, you know, he's inviting you. He's inviting you, y'all. Let him in. Let him in. Because he wants to be invited into your life. God bless y'all.